The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Open 7 days at Kensington and Birkenhead Point, and Mondays to Saturdays at Barangaroo.
Yeah, let's go to Adam in London. All this talk about refugee deaths, but, Adam, if they came through the front door, not via the back door, we mightn't have this circumstance, might we?
Yes, the trouble is, of course, that the front door's been kind of chained and locked and double-bolted. At least it has in some European countries. It's tricky to work out which ones aren't. But Amnesty International certainly has looked at the number of, in some cases, after all, we're talking refugees, in other cases, economic migrants. But anyway, the number of people coming across the Mediterranean from North Africa. And while the number has actually dwindled, there are more people dying. 700 people lost their lives just in the last 2 months crossing from North Africa. And this report, called Between the Devil and the Deep Blue Sea, basically looks at the entire EU operation, including Britain's support of the Libyan Coast Guard, and it finds it wanting, frankly. They say there's evidence of Libyan officials clashing violently with refugees and aid workers, and yet the UK is actively helping them. That's the UK perspective. But overall, the EU hasn't got it right. In whatever way, we just can't get the policy going.
Yeah, you did right. Now, the Battle of Amiens, eh?
Extraordinary battle, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Exactly 100 years ago, they were one day in to a four-day offensive, but ultimately it was the start of a 100-day offensive during which essentially the German army was finally broken. All sorts of words spoken today. Prince William and the British Prime Minister, Theresa May, were in Notre Dame Cathedral. Prince William talking about a truly coordinated Allied attack. And also the words of an Australian soldier, Private James Southey, who said, "By Jove, the war's coming to an end." Interestingly, actually, a lot of diaries and letters from the time suggest that most soldiers didn't think it was coming to an end.
No.
Frankly, they'd been in the trenches for so long, they thought they'd be there again.
But absolutely.
It was an extraordinary battle because, if nothing else, it combined a tank attack with a cavalry charge on the same battlefield. That in itself is a very weird thought.
Yes, I wonder how much of this is being taught in the classrooms today, though, Adam. That's the concern. Our history and important aspects of it are abandoned. Thank you for that, Adam. Adam Gilchrist in London.